Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I want to share with you for the next few moments from the Word of God, because the Word of God encourages us as we pray. The more we know of the Word, the better we're going to pray, the more faith-filled we're going to pray. And so tonight we are starting a new series. We've entitled it, We Know. You know, we're in an uncertain time. We've got a lot of questions about the virus itself. We've got questions about the future, questions about the economy, questions about how long we're going to be separated, not only from one another, but how long we're going to be separated from our normal routine. And all of that brings lots of questions, lots of uncertainty. The good news is this, that when it comes to our faith, there are things that we know, that we have a very certain faith. You could say we have a no-so faith. There are things that we know. God does not deal in the realm of maybe, maybe not. He deals in certainties. The Christian faith is all about absolute realities. And one of the things we know is that God answers prayer. And so when we're talking about things we know, the first thing is God is a God who answers prayer. It's interesting when you come to the book of 1 John, 39 times John uses in that book the word know, K-N-O-W. There are things that you and I know. He's writing to believers who are themselves in a very uncertain moment in history, wondering what's going to happen. Persecution is increasing. And so John writes to steady them in the midst of uncertainty and to tell them about things that we know, things that they know. Three of those times that John uses the word know is in 1 John chapter 5 and verses 13 through 15. And so let's read it here. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests we have asked of him. I want you to notice three times it says the word know, that you may know, we know, we know. Powerful, effective prayer is confident prayer based on the things that you and I know. So let me give you three things that we need to know as we approach the Lord, three things that will encourage us. Number one, we know we have a personal relationship with God. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, look at this. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, watch this, that you may know that you have eternal life. One of the great realities of our Christian faith is we know we have eternal life. And when we're talking about eternal life, we're not talking about living forever. Everybody's going to live forever. Every human being is, in that sense, an eternal being and will live forever. The question is, where will you live? Will you live in heaven, or will you live away from God in an eternal hell? So we know it's not talking about a quantity of life. It's talking about a quality of life. It's talking about a personal relationship with God. Eternal life is knowing God. Listen to this. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed this. In verse 3, he said, "Now this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." Eternal life is knowing God the Father and knowing God the Son. When you and I know God and we know him personally, then that becomes the basis for very powerful prayer. You could put it this way. Eternal life equals knowing God. Not just knowing about him, but knowing him. So that you have this close, this personal relationship with him where he's your best friend. That's what God desires for us, is that all of us would have that relationship with Him. So remember, when you pray, that you know God. And you don't just know about God, you know Him. You know Him, and He knows you. You're in a relationship with Him. So you're not going to some strange, distant deity. You're not going to a God who is disinterested in you or knows nothing about you. No, when you and I pray, we're going to a God who loves us, and loves us so much He loves us like a father loves a child. It's a close relationship. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 11 and verse 2. He said this to the disciples when they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Father.'" Isn't that beautiful? That prayer is like a child going to their father, going to their dad, asking their dad, a loving father. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, Jesus said these words, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father." We're praying to our Heavenly Father. We're praying based on relationship again. The father and the child relationship, one of the closest relationships in human existence. And it says, "Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you pray, do not keep babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father," listen to this, "your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Isn't that powerful? A God so interested in you, a God with such a personal interest and personal relationship with you, that before a word is on your lips, in the words of Psalm 139, He knows it full well. The Bible says in Psalm 139, He sees our thoughts from afar. He knows before it enters our mind, is formulated on our lips, what we're going to say. But He delights to hear us say it, because there's that communion and that communication that builds relationship. So we have a personal relationship with our Father. That's the basis of prayer. That's the key to powerful prayer. We know we have a personal relationship with God. Then He goes on and says this, "We know God is listening when we pray." We know that. You know, here's the thing. When you're going to pray, when you and I are going to pray, we don't say, "Well, I wonder if God's listening." We don't say, "God, are you up there?" We're going to God knowing immediately, instantly, when we start to pray, He is listening. Look at it in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. It says this, "And this is the confidence." So verse 14 follows right on the heels of verse 13. In other words, in verse 13, you've got this personal relationship with the Father. And because of that, He says, "And," in the Greek, that word is there. "And this is the confidence we have in approaching God." So we have this personal relationship, and the result is it gives us confidence when we go to prayer and when we go to approach God. That word confidence, parhesia in the Greek, it's the idea of boldness. It's the idea of speaking what's on your mind. It's the idea of freedom of speaking. So you're not speaking with reservation. You're not speaking with hesitation. You're not speaking like, "Oh, I don't know whether He wants to hear this. I don't know whether I can ask for this." It's this blunt speaking what's on your mind. Listen, God knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in our mind. And God is able to still love us in the middle of that. You can't fool God. So we speak what's on our mind. But more than that, it's the boldness based on relationship. I mean, we know God. We know He is our Father. Now I want you to think about it this way. A child might have a parent, a father, a mother, who is the most powerful person in the school, the most powerful person in the company, the most powerful person in the state, the most powerful person in the nation. And you know what? That child is unintimidated by the power of their parents' office or the power of their parents' accomplishments. That child goes and that child says, "Mommy, Daddy, I need this," and does it with confidence that, first of all, they have relationship, that it's their mom, it's their dad, and second, that their parent is interested and is listening to them. Now, sometimes a child can say, Mommy, Daddy, are you listening? But the parent, when the parent looks at them and turns to them, that child knows they've got their attention. And because God is our Father, we can ask confidently, we can ask boldly, we can tell Him what we need. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 goes on and says this, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. Now, here's a better translation than in approaching God. It literally would be, this is the confidence we have in His presence. It's John using in the Greek a formation that he uses in his gospel, John chapter 1 and verse 1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That, and the Word was with God. So this is the confidence we have when we're with God. This is the confidence that we have when we're in the presence of God. I mean, the meaning is really obvious. Answered prayer, powerful prayer, begins when you and I are in His presence. That is so important. In 2 Chronicles, one of the prophets said to King Asa, I think it's in chapter 15, the Lord is with you when you're with Him. This is the reason why we need time alone with God. It's important. We can pray without ceasing. We can pray all the time. We can pray when we're in the car. We can pray at different times when people are around and be communing with the Lord. But let me just encourage you. It's not a matter of either that or my time alone, or, you know, I don't have time alone, so I just do it then. No, we need both. We need time alone in the presence of the Lord. It will transform your prayer life. It will take your prayer life to a whole new level. And this is what John is saying. This is the confidence we have. We've got a relationship with the Father that when we approach God, when we're in His presence, when we spend time with Him, this is part of the value of fasting. It's what makes fasting so powerful, is we're setting aside time to be with God. And when you and I are with God, there is great confidence that fills our heart, boldness that fills our heart. It's the stuff of answered prayer. Look at it in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, when we're with God, when we're in God's presence, that if we ask anything. Now that is a very open-ended, if we ask anything according to His will. That is an unbelievable promise of Scripture, that if we ask anything according to His will, God will not do what's against His will. You say, well, how do I know God's will? And for a lot of people, that's a real huge question. Can I just say, God's Word reveals God's will. The more you and I know His Word, the more you and I are going to know what His will is. You say, but the Bible isn't going to tell me whether to buy this house or that house, whether to take this job or that job, whether to, you know, marry this person or that person. Listen, here's the key to understanding that. If you do the revealed will of God, if you pay attention to the revealed will of God, the things you know are God's will, God will show you His unrevealed will. But if, on the other hand, you're like, I don't even care about the Bible, I just want to do what I want to do, then it's going to be very hard for you to ever really know the will of God, and your life's going to be filled with uncertainty. But when you're doing when you understand the Word of God and you're living it to the best of your ability, then what's going to happen is God is going to place in your heart a sense, a directing, a leading, a prompting of the Holy Spirit concerning His will. So if we ask anything according to His will, then we know He hears us. Isn't that awesome? We know God is listening to our prayers. The prayers we've already prayed tonight, He's listening. The prayers you prayed this morning, He's listening. The prayers we're going to pray in a little bit, He's listening. God listens. So we know we have a personal relationship with God. Number two, we know God is listening to our prayers. Number three, we know God answers when we pray. God answers. Now look at this in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 15. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask. We know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. John doesn't say we will get what we asked of Him. John says we have, present tense. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. Sometimes we because we don't see it right away, we think that maybe it's coming in the future. But John views prayer differently. John says, listen, when you ask according to His will and you know He hears you, then you can be confident that we have right now what we have asked. We might not see the answer to our prayer revealed in that moment, but we can have the confidence that God has answered that prayer. I don't know whether you've ever had that happen where you're praying about something and all of a sudden you feel God has heard your prayer, that you've done what people who old timers used to call praying through, where you get this release that you've received what you need from the Lord, and you had nothing in the physical world has changed. You're not seeing anything. You're not, maybe it's not obvious to you, but it's been accomplished in the spiritual realm, which means it will happen in the physical realm. You know, I like the lyrics to that song, Waymaker, that we just sang before the message. Even when I don't see it, He's working. Even when I can't feel it, He's working. You pray and you receive. And listen, this is what Jesus said. And Jesus also had a present tense understanding of prayer. I mean, listen to this. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8, this is what Jesus said. For everyone who asks receives. You're asking, you're receiving. Present tense. He who seeks finds. Present tense. When you and I pray, we can be sure of this. We have a relationship. We know we have a relationship with God. We know that God is listening when we pray. And we know God answers prayer. Let me ask you this. What is it that you need God to do? What is it that you're asking for His help? Could be your finances, could be your body physically for healing, could be a relative, you're concerned about them, could be, you know, your job, could be any number of things. When we pray, we're going to a God that we have personal relationship with. We're going to a God who listens, and we're going to a God who answers prayer.